going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We've done a few mocks, and it could go so many different ways of who's really there. And this year, there's as many different ways it could go this year as I can remember. Just what mocksters out there perceive teams' needs are to best player available. So I don't really know. Just read the board. And if we think there's a player we really love fits a need as well, those are when I'm trying to trade up. Player we love fits a need and the value, that makes sense. If not, and the board's getting wiped, now we're looking, what are our options to go back? How far do you want to go?
Brandon Bean, echoing something that plenty of people have been saying, I've been saying it, this one, there are more, it seems, variations on who is and isn't in the first round, and some of these names you've seen in the first round for months are now outside the first round, late risers. That happens each and every year, but he used the phrase, or the term, mocksters. I don't know if I've ever heard mocksters before, but I'm into it. People that do mock drafts. Connor Orr is, as Sports Illustrated, is on our website. On our website. He's on our West Her hotline. He posted one for the MMQB at Sports Illustrated. Connor, good morning. Mock draft season is almost over, and real draft season is almost here.
Thank God. Yeah. I will say, though, I was talking to a couple of people about this yesterday, and I do find it to be an incredibly useful exercise in at least just getting to know the players a lot more intimately. You know, there are some people who cover the draft all year, and I have a lot of respect for them. And then there are some of us that are coming right off the playoffs and the Super Bowl, and doing mock drafts, at least for me, kind of helps me a little bit learn a little bit more about the guys and force me to watch as much film as possible.
Yeah, and really, I think what happens, Connor, is mock drafting itself sets the baseline for which we establish whether or not a guy is a reach or a steal. You know, if you see a guy go 12th overall and he was not in all the mocks, that's a reach. And when a guy makes it to day two, I'm thinking about Tet McMillan, who I just saw somebody post his prospect 50, and I've seen him lasting till the 28th pick. Like, you've got guys that rise and fall, and all it really takes is one team to love a guy or 10 teams to have a guy be in second place on their board, and you get wide variations.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because, you know, for example, since February, really, and even before that, I've been writing that, you know, I don't think Shedeur Sanders is a top 3 pick. I don't think he's a top 5 pick. I don't think he's a top 10 pick. And, you know, now we're talking about him sliding and that sort of, I guess, ESPN's entire programming strategy at this point, when in reality, this poor kid, I guess poor is a relative term, right? But it's just like he may have never been a first round pick to begin with. I mean, all the quarterback evaluators that I trust, a lot of them were saying, hey, a lot of these teams like Jackson Dart better. Some of them like Jalen Milroe better than him. And so you know, at that point, it's like, you know, he's not falling. He was never there in the first place.
Yeah, and the Sanders thing, you know, I think he's a like you said, a fine prospect, not a elite quarterback prospect. Throughout the process, it's been treated as if he's been unfairly criticized, and I felt like the whole way we were doing this, it was more likely that he was lifted up based on who he is and who his dad is.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he's certainly gotten to a place where, I mean, would a quarterback that had his season the last 2 years at Colorado have his number immediately retired? I don't think so. I mean, and he's certainly gotten a platform with which to – he's gotten interviewed by a lot of teams that maybe he wouldn't have. He got a lot of eyes on the pro day that maybe he wouldn't have. And with that comes increased scrutiny. Now, do I think stuff like, oh, he pats the football is kind of ridiculous because we've seen him do that on film for the last 4 years. Yeah, but there's some other stuff that, you know, they exposed some holes in his game, you know, and I think that's true of any quarterback out there.
Connor Orr joining us on the Wester Hotline. All right, Connor, so Cam Ward, number one, we're all pretty confident in that. It's looked like Browns and Travis Hunter at number two for a long time. And then that's where things start to turn, right? The Giants could go a number of different directions. They're an organization that has a head coach and GM trying to prove that they can keep things on the rails. And there are a lot of different ideas of what they could do, calls to move up into the top three. To me, 3, 4, 5, Giants, Patriots, Jags is where the draft finally starts to take shape.
I agree. And really kind of after four, if you kind of have a choose your flavor for the Patriots and offensive tackle, I just think Abdul Carter, we're seeing that the late surge of sort of smokescreen misinformation. Now, all of a sudden, starting yesterday, he's too thin, you know, like really, you know, I think that's like, you know, if teams are trying to spook anybody into having him fall to them, perhaps maybe that's the reason behind something like that. But I think the Giants have no choice but to major in something, and getting Abdul Carter at least gets them three pass rushers with high upside in a division where, yes, Jalen Hurts is excellent, but still struggles when he has to drop back and the play escapes him a little bit. And then you have Jaden Daniels, who's only a second-year quarterback, and yes, evades the rush well. But if you have three speed rushers coming at him, I mean, at least you're giving yourself a fighting chance, especially with the strength they have on the defensive interior. So that's where I think the Giants are going.
One thing we're talking about here in Buffalo, you know, league context and the draft is James Cook's contract and, you know, where running backs kind of slot in the league. I mentioned earlier today, I wonder if you would agree or have a thought on this, that the idea of Ashton Jeanty going fifth to the Jaguars, it feels like for the last 10 years, the idea of a running back going that high has been mocked. And people point out that that's stupid. And here are the Jaguars. They went out and they hired a really young GM. And if he goes running back at five, 5 years ago, that would have been panned, and I just don't see the same kind of pushback on high investment in running back right now.
Well, because here's the thing, right? I think we realized, and the Eagles Super Bowl helped us realize the fallacy in this, right? Where when analytics first came around in the Moneyball era, we had this first trove of data that told us, okay, running backs break down, running backs aren't worth high amounts of contract, high amount of cap dollars, and running backs aren't worth this. But that was just our sample size to that point. And what happened was people kind of cribbed that part of the argument without really understanding why we need a running game, what running backs can actually do in terms of forcing defenses to play blocks, tiring them out, forcing them to respect play pass, all that kind of stuff. And so when the Eagles come and just literally mow everyone down, they'd been building a running game for 4 years that no one was prepared to stop. And so I think all of a sudden people are realizing like, okay, analytics are sort of a snapshot in time and not this like set in stone truism that we have to follow in perpetuity. And so I think that there's a lot of value in some of the changing tides and changing ideas here.
I was looking at your mock and you have Jeanty going high, Tyler Warren going high. There was also probably at one point a school of thought that tight ends shouldn't go that high. And then Kyle Pitts changed that. I remember going back to Kellen Winslow. Not that these are all success stories, but it used to be tight end, safety, linebacker, running back. And it feels like a lot of those rules are kind of out the window. Like you said, like whether it's more sample size or if it's just the evolution of the game, it has changed. And I feel like we have to respect how it is changing as we go.
Well, I think Kyle Shanahan changed a lot of that, right? Where it's like, I don't care what you call him. you know, Kyle Juszczyk, for example, is incredibly valuable to the 49ers, and he's technically de facto like a fullback. And to me, someone like Tyler Warren is a supercharged version of that, where he can play wildcat quarterback, he can play fullback, he can play tight end, he can split out and play wide receiver. And so what you're doing is you're just forcing the defense into a personnel package that you want them to be in versus the other way around. And that's incredibly valuable. And so for me, it's like, I don't really care what you're called as long as you make the defense do what I want you to do.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Connor Orr on the Western Hotline chatting draft with us. Draft, of course, is tomorrow night. We'll be out at Resurgence for round one. You can join us for our draft parties. The Bills pick 30. For the Bills, Connor, we're all lining up ready for them to take defensive tackle, defensive end, or corner, with maybe an outside shot at receiver. Those of us who live and die with hoping they take receiver, we kind of temper our expectations because it looks like a defense-heavy draft for the Bills. I wonder if there's any specific prospect you like to be in that range where the ceiling might be high and the Bills could snag some value.
I mean, so this is really like a choose-your-flavor edge rusher class, right, in particular, where you have some guys who are real speed edge rushers, and then you have some guys who are a little bit more like of your table setter guys. And, you know, for example, like Nick Skirton from A&M, I really like, just because I watched a lot of him in the lead up to the draft, and just the way that he's able to not get fooled by anything. Like, he's just a hard edge setter. And I think about those games where you're going to be playing Baltimore in January, right? Or you're going to be playing these, you know, some of these teams that are going to be able to kind of run you over, and just how valuable someone like that would be. But, you know, just getting Bosa in free agency, to me, that signals that the team knew they had a need at the position that they'll continue to address and they'll continue to hit in the draft. Because, I mean, this has been McDermott's quest since he got there, right? To build this stable of edge rushers that can pester Patrick Mahomes and all these guys without devoting a lot of blitz, right? And being able to drop guys back into coverage. So I would say that there's going to be some edge guys that fall to that point, and I think that they should jump on it.
If you're looking at the division, you know, New England's at number four. I think around here we have the belief that the next team to challenge the Bills in the division, not that it will be this year, but that New England might be the one for this. Miami is in a strange spot. The Jets are kind of starting over to some point. And here's New England with a coach that has respect, a quarterback that looked pretty good, and a high pick. And, you know, they added Diggs and they stole away Mac Hollins. Like, I feel like New England could be a sneaky riser this year.
I think they could too. And I think, like, we have to consider the fact that some of these teams are not done yet either, right? And, you know, for example, like Tyreek Hill is theoretically available during this draft. Jalen Ramsey is theoretically available during this draft. And there could be a couple other guys, Trey Hendrickson, right, that could be jarred loose at some point over the course of this draft. And, you know, Mike Vrabel has wasted no time. He's not taking his foot off the accelerator at all. And I agree. I mean, but the number one component to that is quarterback with superstar potential, and Drake May has it is the closest thing that I've seen to Josh Allen since Josh Allen, right? So I really think that there's something there for sure.
Connor Orr on the Western Hotline. Connor, before we wrap things up, you know, what do you think comes out of day one as the league storyline? If you want to just jump on anyone, if it's a run on defensive tackles, if it's, you know, the receivers got ignored, Shedeur Sanders, Jalen Milroe, the surprise. What do you think the story front page is tomorrow? Or, sorry, Friday morning?
Well, I think the Steelers should take Jalen Milroe at 21, and I put him there in my mock draft, and everyone laughed at me. And I hope I'm right just for that reason alone. I don't think I will be, but I love him a lot more than I think other people do. So I hope that's the story. I would guess the easy pick is Shedeur, because that just seems we've developed this kind of sickly fascination with it. But I will say the thing that I'm going to be paying attention to is how many people try to get big quickly. And so how many are we going to reach on defensive tackles? Are we going to reach on some interior offensive lineman? Because we often find ourselves copying last year's Super Bowl winner and trying to replicate that very quickly. So and it's a mistake, obviously, but, you know, are people going to try to become the Eagles overnight and really, really dig into the tackles, the guards, and the running backs, too?
I love talking about the Steelers because I enjoy watching them kind of do what they do every year, 9 visits to running backs. And there was a story this week that they have a first-round grade on – is it Jackson Dart? But they might not take him if a lineman is there in the first round. I can't think of a better idea the Steelers could have had than Jalen Milroe in the last 5 years. So if they do it, to me, it's good for them. It might not work out, but at some point they have to change the way they operate and try to do something good.
I agree. I mean, and I think Milroe is kind of getting underrated a little bit. Like, if you look at all of his dropbacks at Alabama, almost none of them are scrambles. Like, when all of his runs are designed quarterback runs. They ran like a full run game through him. He managed to stay healthy in the toughest football conference in all of college football. And I think there's still a ceiling there for him as a passer. And if you're the Steelers, like, who cares? Like, you're in the AFC North. Run Jalen Milroe 22 times a game and throw the ball 11 times. The Eagles did it. You know, he can be Jalen Hurts, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Connor Orr, Sports Illustrated, and Monday Morning Quarterback on the Western Hotline. Connor, thanks again, and enjoy the draft.
All right, thanks, Jeremy. You too.
All right, Connor Orr. Hey, we'll be out for the draft round one at Resurgence. Rounds 2 and 3, maybe the Bills pick in round 3, we don't know. They have 2 picks in round 2. We will be at Whalen Brewing Company in Orchard Park. Join us, the ultimate draft party from 7 to 10, Friday the 25th. Hosted by me and Joe, Test Your Knowledge. We've got 5 rounds of trivia for awesome prizes, courtesy of Whalen, plus a special themed menu. Don't miss this party. Visit WGR550.com for details. Just saying, we got a party on Thursday, late night, early morning, and then we're going right back to it on Friday night for another draft party. So, you know, that's going to take some mental toughness.
Party don't stop.
That's right. A lot of partying this weekend. And then Saturday, how long have they been doing the draft on Thursday night? How many years? Are we at 10? Less than 10? Because I want to let Grandpa tell you a story here, kids. Do you want to know what was one of the best days of the year as a kid or as a young fan? Was NFL draft Saturday. It was on early. It ran all day. And I would watch that the same way that I watch the Masters right now, where it's like, all right, here we are. It's noon. Turn it on. I'm not moving from my seat for 7 hours. That was what the draft used to be. It didn't end after the first round, right into the second round. And, you know, I've got no problem with the NFL making the event that they've made it. It's pretty great. But something to be said for that Saturday draft memory. I can taste the pizza and soda because I'm young at the time. And think about the Giants because, you know, I grew up a Giants fan. I talked about it plenty, so please, you know, understand. Drafting Jerod Bunch.
Ooh, good name.
That's a deep pull.
Is he, what, is he 1993?
10 years before I was born.
Yeah. Jerod Bunch. Running back. Is he Wisconsin, maybe?
91.
91, okay. Ooh. 12 years old. 11 years
and
old.
Michigan.
Michigan. Michigan. That's right. Ron Dayne is the running back from Wisconsin they drafted. Jerod Bunch.
By the way, it started on Thursday night in 2010.
Okay, we're at 15 years of Thursday nights.
I got to say, I think I would like it better if it was like a full
day-long
just marathon,
yep.
You know, because imprint on the couch and watch.
Or you could just do the first round on Friday and then the rest on Saturday.
Yeah, but all at once, although it used to be Saturday and Sunday. I think maybe the first three rounds were Saturday. Now it's be there Thursday. Definitely be there Friday, too. And then Saturday becomes, for a lot of people, it probably becomes like a check-in event. What happened?
Saturday.
Who did what now? Linebacker, Tulsa State, defensive back, Eastern West University. Okay, whatever. You know, the true draft sickos are still digging way into that, but, man, it was great. Give me some Giants first-round draft picks of the early 90s. Jerod Bunch. Who else here? I only say Giants because, again, like when I'm 11, 10 and 11 and 12 and 13, I'm rooting for the Giants, so I'm really invested in all those picks. Hold on. Ike Hilliard. There's one. Throwback name, Ike Hilliard, Florida receiver. We'll take him like 18th overall. Love the history of Giants draft picks. I like to do this every once in a while. Seventh overall for Ike Hilliard. All right, that's... Mm-hmm.
In 1997.
My first ever wide receiver train pick. Ike Hilliard, seventh overall. He was a good player. Injuries didn't work out. The Giants almost have I'm talking about my old team here. In their 75-year history, how many offensive, now that it's more than 75, they've been around for 100 years. How many offensive Hall of Famers the New York Giants have? It's a stunning number. It's like Frank Gifford and...
Man, I'm really racking my brain to think
the
of
franchise
for them.
The franchise, like they're not far off the Bears in terms of offensive firepower over the years. I was talking to somebody about this recently. I was talking to a guy about he's a Giants fan. You're a Giants fan. I used to be, and when I moved to Buffalo, you know, I fully jumped in on the Bills, and I made that trade with clear eyes and a full heart, and I watched the Giants win two Super Bowls since that, and I don't even feel any like. Just is what it is. Not everybody can imagine what it's like changing teams, but the reality is I grew up in, you know, near Syracuse, so I liked the Giants, but I didn't go to any games in my entire life. I wasn't, when we sit here and talk about could you ever give up the Bills, it wasn't a way of life for me. It was just the team that I liked. So anyway, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. What's next? We get instant trivia. We've been waiting to get to instant trivia. We'll do that. Draft is tomorrow. You can come hang out with us at either Resurgence tomorrow or Wayland on Friday. Jeremy and Joe. Joe's out today here on WGR.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost three decades. With four stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com. True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.